Okay, let's do 9. Is Dennis Mulvihill? Are you here? Dennis, do you want to come up and we'll do 9:54 first? So open a work session on Senate Bill 9:54, and Dennis, you're not got your amendment, but you want to work on it more.
Mr. Chairman, Dennis Mulvihill, Washington County. That's correct. Found we got these yesterday, and late last night, both your staff and I found some errors in it that have to do with tax years, and I think we'd be prudent to fix those and just turn it right back around. They're nothing substantive, just make it clear.
Okay. I think that's going to be a Paul?
I would call them ambiguities.
Ambiguities.
Well put.
It's always good to have ambiguities in state law. Gives lawyers a great deal to fight over.
That's the truth. It's a, right, that's why you need folks like me to come help out, sort them out.
Oh, that's true. It gives lobbyists things to lobby over.
So I would appreciate the, we can turn it around fairly
quickly. I think we're going to end up doing that on a number of these bills today. Well, at least two. So maybe Tuesday of next week will be the day that we try to move some of these Senate bills.
Thank you.
Question, anyone had any questions for? Thank you. Close the work session on 9:54. Okay, let's do the gift cards. Not going to move this bill today, and Senator George will be here in a moment to talk about his amendments. Okay, so let's open up a work session on Senate Bill 460. And
move the -7 amendments?
Yeah, I'm happy to move the -7s. Does someone want to talk about the -7s? Dave, do you financial? I'm just looking financial industry.
Well, it's
is interested in them. Yeah, are you on the -7s? Do you want to talk at all about them?
They're not our amendment, but I can just say we like them. Let me say it on the record.
Well,
I'm a spear carrier in the third row for Ken Martinez.
That's
I'm happy to do that if you want me to, Mr. Chairman. I'm happy to.
Well, I kind of like keeping you in limbo here, just in between, you know.
I'm trying to think of the staff. Is what I'm trying to do, Mr. Myers.
Okay, well, we have so we'll have you guys up. I think we were planning on adopting the -7s and then carrying the bill to Tuesday.
Okay.
Maybe you'll buy time. Senator George is wanting to talk about his amendments also. So.
Go ahead.
You want me to?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Dave Barrows, representing the Oregon Bankers Association, and we are here today in support of the -7 amendments to Senate Bill 460, and very much hope you'll adopt them because, frankly, it takes us out of the bill.
Any other...
Mr. Chairman, members, Jim Austin, representing American Express, and our circumstances are exactly the same. So, and our position obviously is as well. So,
it's becoming a common thing.
If I could say just one more word,
yes.
Just in all seriousness, Mr. Chairman, we have a situation where the nationally chartered banks are already exempt from the. I mean, whatever the Oregon legislature does doesn't apply to them because they have a federal preemption piece. And so what we're talking about is the state chartered banks, the state chartered credit unions, state chartered savings and loans, which there aren't any, but if there were. So the nationally chartered, federally chartered institutions are out of the game already, and all we're asking is please just keep them the level playing field, the beloved level playing field. And that's the reason we're asking for the -7s.
That I'm glad you got that on the record. Yeah. That was the rationale that was given to me that
right.
Helpful.
It's nice to have a reason.
It's true. It's nice to have a rationale.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Monroe.
My understanding, this bill was never intended to cover credit cards, standard bank credit cards. The gift card bill was never intended to do that. So I think with the -7 amendments, actually, the bill will do what it was intended to do. May need additional work, but I strongly support the -7 amendments.
Great. Anyone? thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Anyone on the dash sevens? We're going to adopt the dash sevens, and then we'll go back to Senator George and others. Anyone else in the dash sevens?
The dash seven amendments.
Senator Monroe's moved the dash seven amendments. Discussion of the dash sevens. Objections to the dash sevens. Okay. Senator George, did you want to address the amendment you're having drafted?
Well, I was just outside speaking with some folks, and they believe that we actually have the language clearly stated in some of the amendments that we had before us. So if we could hear from those folks.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Tricia Smith. I represent Oregon School Employees Association, and we are here in support of Senate Bill 460 as you have just amended it with the Dash 7 amendments, which we also supported and asked to have drafted. And, Mr. Chair, in answer to Senator George's question, in the Dash 7 amendments on lines 1 and 2, you will see the particular amendment that you're referring to. It says on page 1 of the printed bill, line 17, after the word record, insert sold or purchased at retail. So that is the language which will delineate sold, purchased gift cards from those that are promotional items or given away in any way at all.
Mm-hmm.
So the language that you just adopted in the Dash 7 amendments in the first two lines satisfies your concern about promotional cards, according to legislative counsel.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Then do we need any further amendments? Or?
Well, in my conversation with not this Senator George, but the other Senator George, he had another amendment that was not that, that dealt with the gross sales of business. And I told him yesterday that we would wait for that amendment.
Right.
It was not drafted. It was just going into council yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
Ms. Wimmer-Whalen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members. Through your record, Lori Wimmer-Whalen, representing the Oregon Education Association. We really thank this committee for its long, patient, hard work on this bill.
Okay.
And we are very grateful that this is still in the works, and we support the Dash 7s. We support the bill. We will be happy to look at the other amendments that you just referenced. We were very hopeful that by saying that small business could opt to use the paper gift certificates and avoid this bill altogether, that that would be an opt-out for them without a threshold of sales being involved. And so we still are looking flexibly at all suggestions, but wanted to point out to you that we believe that we already have a protection for small business.
Mr. Chair, I think I'll wait until the amendment comes forward to comment on it, but I do hope that we have some fairly lengthy conversations, because this, as I understand it, would set out a completely new and different way of dealing with unclaimed property than is done in any other state or is done in any other aspect of unclaimed property here in Oregon. All of the businesses in Oregon are required to submit unclaimed property to the state now in a variety of forms. And this would set out a unique situation for a certain number of businesses who would, I would presume, still be required to keep records, report if necessary, and be subject to audit. So I think there are a lot of questions about the amendment that Senator George is thinking about.
Okay. Senator Stark.
Thank you. I was informed, I don't know, last day or two, about a House bill that's passed the House unanimously that deals with the very same issue. A unanimous vote coming out of the House. I would assume that your organization supported that bill.
Mr. Chair and Senator Starr, we had hoped that they would amend in the piece about the unclaimed property three-year provision, and they elected not to do that on the House side. And it was our hope that they would have done that. They did not. So all it is it bans expiration dates and service fees, but it does not have a reversion to the unclaimed property division after 3 years, so consumers aren't protected in that way. And, of course, the Common School Fund doesn't receive any interest if it doesn't go to unclaimed property. So the school's community simply didn't have a position on that bill at that point.
And that bill is now in the Senate subcommittee. I don't know if it's in this committee, but what's the opportunity to work? I mean, we're dealing with a lot of paper and a lot of amendments and a lot of movement back and forth. What's the possibility to work the House bill rather than, you know, have this bill fly that way and that bill come this way? I mean, seems like we can consolidate the effort somehow.
Mr. Vice Chair and Senator Starr, I am not of any mind that it has to be any particular vehicle. We'd like to see the public policy come out right.
And Mr. Chair, Senator Starr, we did not take a position on the bill in the House. We were focusing on the bill in the Senate. It had different language and wording, and its proponents had a more narrow focus than we do, and so we continued our focus here in the Senate on Senate Bill 460. We would have no problem with amending the House bill so long as it includes clear language for businesses and consumers alike about what is expected of electronic gift cards and made unclaimed gift card revenue public as cheat through the unclaimed property program.
Any other questions? Thank you. Anyone else on Senate Bill 460? So we'll just do, let's do this. Tuesday is what I told Senator Georges yesterday. So Tuesday we'll reschedule this, and that will be the, let's make that the, either it goes or it doesn't on Tuesday. I think, yeah, no other amendments. Close work session on Senate Bill 460. Open a work session on Senate Bill 984. So I have the dash A2s to keep the definition in, but to go to 11 million.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Chris.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I think we can move this. 984 is the bill that modifies the affordable housing credit, and you should have in your packet a dash A2 amendment. In the original bill, the annual cap for the credit was increased to $13 million and then to $15 million. And this restores, keeps the cap at $11 million. Yeah. So the cap is unchanged with the with the dash two
and the expanded definition.
Yeah, the expanded definition is unchanged.
It's unchanged.
It's changed in the original bill, and the only thing the dash two does is it keeps the annual cap at $11 million. And so with the dash two, it has no revenue impact.
Questions or comments or thoughts on the bill or the dash twos, and anyone in the audience that would like to.
Mr. Chair, we heard this bill in our business committee before. We're obviously working it here. I just need a rationale for who's. We just avoiding the fiscal? Is that the deal? Because the later years, it's the $15 million is still in after 2010. So.
I think it would keep it at 11.
It keeps it at 11. What the dash twos do. On the, they are
okay.
On
I see line three and I deletes the bold material. I see.
Mm-hmm. So Senator Starr, following the last hearing, and I don't know if it was the whole committee or just myself, we had discussion around keeping the expanded definition but not bumping the cap. And I'd like to keep this bill moving, and actually I'm open to the House
revisiting the 11 to 13, but we have purposefully not passed any revenue impact bills. We will, I'm quite sure, but we've tried to hold off, or not tried, we've till the May forecast to sending out any revenue impact bills, and so this is a way to keep the bill moving and not hold on to it for another 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
So we have hope for our tax credit for food shelters and food banks.
I like that one.
You just had three votes.
Okay, I understand.
On film and video, on a number of them, we've just been kind of holding off and to see where we're at with that.
Explanation suffices for me, Mr. Chair.
Great. Senator George.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'd like to move the A2 amendments to Senate Bill 984.
Senator George has moved the A2 amendments to Senate Bill 984. Discussion. Objections.
And this will be headed to the floor.
To the floor.
Okay, then I'd like to move Senate Bill 984 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator George has moved. Senate Bill 984 is amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Objections to that motion. So ordered. It's a good bill for affordable housing. Who would like to? Senator Starr?
Sure.
Okay. Senator Starr will carry the bill. Last bill of our day is Senate Bill 150. So open a work session on Senate Bill 151. Good morning.
Ready?
Yes.
Senate Bill 151 extends the current sunset date for Enterprise Zone Program from June 30th, 2009 to June 30th, 2013 and directs the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department under the direction of its commission to prepare a report for the legislature prior to February 1, 2009 so that Oregon's Enterprise Zone programs can be evaluated for their performance and related tax incentives. There is a -4 amendment to this bill, which creates an additional local option tax within 6 months of being designated as an enterprise zone or redesignated, I should say. The sponsors are granted the local option to decide if they would like to grant qualified companies an extended period of property tax exemption. The extended period may not exceed 3 years on qualified property. The qualified companies must be located in a building that has been certified for design, construction, and utilization by the leadership in energy and environmental design, green building rating system, or similar rating system. Companies qualified for the extended exemption must also demonstrate that they have developed and implemented an environmental management system for their businesses, firms, and activities. It takes effect 91 days after Sunday.
Great. Mike, do you want to come up and OEC on the A4s? And we probably should have someone from cities or counties if they like to. So we've heard this bill a number of times. Do you want to start just with the A4s and make sure that the cities and counties are okay with A4s, and then we can talk about the bill as it is?
Sure. This amendment would, as was noted, would provide us an additional local option.
Can I have your...
Oh, I'm sorry. For the Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Lindsay Capps, Legislative Director, Oregon Environmental Council. Speaking specifically to the A4 amendments, these would just add as an additional option for local districts to provide a 4 to 5 year property tax exemption if qualified businesses meet 5 requirements of sustainability. These include meeting either LEED or Earth Advantage or a similar building or structure design certification. It would include using renewable energy commensurate with the state's renewable energy standard if that should be enacted. If the business has an environmental management system in place based on ISO 14000, this would define responsibilities for environmental management inside the business firm, as well as include a plan for increasing efficiency and reducing or eliminating solid or hazardous waste or other air and water emissions. The fourth item would be that the business has a publicly available climate reduction strategy in place to reduce carbon emissions. And the fifth is that the business publicly releases an annual sustainability report, which includes a clear measurements and benchmarks and reports on progress on an annual basis. So, again, this is a local option. It's an additional goal. It's something that each district would have the ability to determine whether they want to offer this, but it's obviously something that could be used to help increase sustainability as a value for Oregon businesses, and this is something that a lot of business leaders in the state have identified as something where we can really have a competitive edge in the global market. So again, just an additional incentive. So thanks very much.
Senator Monroe.
Question. Is there anything in here that deals with stormwater runoff, green roofs, things of that nature? I know that stormwater runoff is a major polluter to urban streams and is something that most environmentalists want us to deal with appropriately. Does that touch on this at all?
Chair Deckert, Senator Monroe, this bill would address that either under the LEED certification standard, which and oftentimes would include things such as bioswales to reduce runoff, other types of sustainable practices in the building design of buildings. Also, the ISO 14000 processes management would include efforts to actually eliminate pollution in many cases, and finding processes to deal with that. So I think that would address those concerns.
Good.
Thanks.
Cities and counties are relying on the -8.
Mr. Chair, Steve Bryant, League of Oregon Cities. Yes, we are. We've looked at this. We've surveyed our members. A few of our members have looked at this and have concluded that it would be helpful to them to promote their own goals of sustainability. Frankly, we think that many firms, if not most firms, that otherwise qualify for enterprise zone benefits, which is the first criteria here, would likely meet the requirements due to the higher wages they pay to achieve the five-year exemption in any case, but it probably sends a good message to our citizens that we promote these building activities.
Great. Department. Fine.
Chair Deckert, members of the committee, for the record, Mike Salzgiver, Deputy Director of Oregon Economic and Community Development. We've reviewed the dash fours and support them.
And then, Mike, last time you were here, you were going to look into whether there was interest and appetite at the department to, after we get done with this, to look into just kind of the myriad of incentives that we have out there and just have a group of cities, counties, legislators, some of the special district folks perhaps even, and get a sense of are we getting everything we want to get done? Is it the most thought-out system? Perhaps it is. Any?
Chair Deckert, we have the commission will be taking that up during the interim. In fact, we'll be looking at all of our incentive programs and looking at how they work. Are they still effective? We've done some of that in the context of our statutory review, but we have not taken a rifle shot look at these particular programs with their current efficacy and their return on the public investment in mind. We will be doing that.
And so what form will that, take?
It would probably, we haven't gone to that level of detail yet, but in consultation with our leadership, the thinking right now is it would be in the context of a study commissioned by and reviewed by the commission during its normal bimonthly meetings. And that would yield a report sometime late next spring or early summer with the results of that review. Okay. And any recommendations that might occur.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to compliment and thank the department for providing the information we requested electronically. That came through, and it's just helpful to have kind of in an electronic form, and it also is helpful for us as legislators when we have businesses that are, you know, that are trying to interface with the department, and for us to have that information to provide our constituents. I think that's helpful. So thank you very much for providing that to us.
Thank you, Senator.
It's a rarity. We got something electronically, not in paper form.
Well, we have it in paper form, too. But
that's why this is so great.
It's a big file.
Other questions for the panel? Great. Thank you. We're in work session.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I suppose you want to move A4.
I am good to go on the A4.
All right. Moves A4 amendments to Senate Bill 151.
Senator George has moved the dash A4 amendments to Senate Bill 151 discussion.
I just would like to comment that I really appreciate OECD bringing this forward. I think this is a good additional tool, and it helps support goals of the state, and I think it's the right thing. So I'm good catch.
Great. Yeah, I liked it when you guys first talked also.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Monroe.
Yeah, a couple of things. Of course, it's always nice when they sit there and hold hands and sing Kumbaya. But also, I think the study before the 09 session is going to be very important. We need to constantly be vigilant, constantly be looking at the tools we use to make sure they're really doing what we want them to do.
Yeah, so, I mean, the only thought, Mike, I have, I agree with you, Senator Monroe, is I've just had so many folks, or not so many, but a few, come to me and ask me about 151. If you want to comment. About 151, are we going to move it today? And I think it'll be helpful and to involve the legislature and some of those outside groups that are concerned about enterprise zones. I'm hesitant to do it in statute to write what this I hate task forces and study groups, but I would just encourage you to involve a few legislators and some of those groups that are most concerned about enterprise zones.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Burdick.
Thank you. I just wanted to add my voice and commendation for OEC for being creative on this and picking up on this, especially in the global environment we're in now. Anything we can do to improve sustainability is just a great thing, not just locally, but for our planet. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator George.
I'm happy as long as it's an option.
I think that's what the city and county's point of view, too, is options are good. Mandates are less good sometimes. This is a love fest. Any objections to the A4s are adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move Senate Bill 151 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator George has moved the Senate Bill 151 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Objections. Ordered. And we're done. 9:20. So we are.
Who's going to carry it?
Does anyone want to?
Okay.
Everybody volunteers.
Okay, so Senator Burdick will carry that then. Well, that's great. I thought that'd be more challenging. Okay, so we have the smoking ban bill. I don't know if that's what you call it, Senator Burdick. That's been scheduled for Monday. So that'll be the only bill we have up Monday.
We're hoping for amendments by then.
Well, let me know if you don't.
I will.
That's a revenue issue if I've ever heard of one.
We're adjourned until Monday at 8:45. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.